Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio, and welcome to this podcast for ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Today is Friday, May the 8th, 2009. I want to talk about a $50 bill, but first, let me take care of a little personal business, if you don't mind. This day is a very special day for me, and for my wife, too. It is our anniversary. 38 years today. Wow, I'm a very blessed man. My Kathy has stood by me these many years, and, you know, like all couples, we've been through our share of challenges. Speaking of which, I'm just about finished writing what I'm calling This Is My Story. There's going to be a link to that on the About page, and I should have that up pretty soon. In the meantime, I put some pictures of Kathy and me and our children and some other stuff. You can see those on the About page. So, happy anniversary, Kathy. Let's go for 38 more. Let's see. How old will I be in 38 years? Okay, never mind. All right, about that $50 bill. It was quite a number of years ago when I saw it demonstrated, and it was one of those all-day conferences. I don't know if you've ever been to one of those all-day conferences, and they have a number of different speakers. And I wish I could remember the speaker who did this, but I just can't for the life of me remember his name. But I do remember what he demonstrated. As he took his turn up there at the podium, he pulled out this $50 bill, and then he held it up so that everybody could see it. It was a crisp, new $50 bill. And of course, the first thing he did was let everybody in the room know that it was indeed a real $50 bill. And then he asked the question, would anyone like to have this $50 bill? Well, of course, nearly every hand in the room shot up. Well, he continued and said, well, first, before I give it away, let me do this. And then he took that brand new, crisp $50 bill and just crumpled it and wadded it up into a ball. It no longer looked like the crisp bill it was just moments before. In fact, it didn't resemble a bill at all. It was just this small, wadded-up piece of paper. And then he goes, does anyone still want this crumpled-up piece of paper? Well, I heard somebody in the back of the room go, I do. And, of course, everyone was still very much in favor of being the lucky recipient of what they knew to be a $50 bill. I mean, who cares if it's all crumpled up? And then he goes, well, what if I do this? So he takes this little crumpled ball of paper and straightens it all out, smooths it out there on the podium, and then he puts it on the floor. And then he begins to grind it into the floor with first his right foot and then his left foot. This once brand new, crisp $50 bill was now dirty and completely wrinkled. So he picked it up off the floor and held this wimpy thing up in the air, and he said, does anyone still want this dirty piece of paper? And of course, everyone still wanted it. After all, we knew it was a $50 bill. Well, then he handed that dirty, wrinkled bill to a lady in the front row, and she went, oh, thank you. I mean, she was so happy to receive that dirty, crumpled up piece of paper. Actually, she was very happy to get 50 bucks. Well, he then went on to make his point, which by now I'll bet you figured it out. He told us that we had all learned a very important and valuable lesson. Even after what I did to that money, you all still wanted it, because what I did not decrease its value. It's still worth $50. He then went on to talk about how many times in our own lives we're crumpled up, thrown to the floor, stepped on, and ground into the dirt. And so many times this happens by our own decisions and the circumstances that follow those decisions. And too often, because of where we end up, we're tempted to feel like we're simply worthless. He said that no matter what has happened or what will happen in our lives, we will never lose our value. He mentioned that to those who love us, we are priceless. He said a couple of other things while making his point that I've forgotten, but this vivid demonstration reminded me of an even deeper truth. God gave His Son to die for us, and His death paid the price for all sins. We've been bought with a very, very high price. You know what that means? That means we're worth everything to God. I mean, think about it. You wouldn't pay $50 for a pencil, would you?